Cubs topped the Nationals by a score of 11-5.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people come and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show. This is the Stingray Show, and week number two of college football is upon us as we have games this evening and then a full slate of games tomorrow. And what we're going to do on this edition of the Stingray Show is we're going to be doing something different, as we're going to be joined by a group out of Las Vegas called VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, to talk all things betting and gambling with college football for the games this evening and for tomorrow, right here on this edition of the Stingray Show.
Hi, this is Tim Brando with a reminder. Those of you on Tide 100.9, look out, you're about to feel the buzz of Stingray.
This is Stephen Ray, a.k.a. Stingray, coming to you live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Heath Hopkins. I'm here in DeSoto County, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you feel that responsibility to pay it forward and give some kid a chance coming up in the ranks, kind of like Tony did for you?
Why do you think I'm talking to Stingray tonight?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, look, no.
Hey, Stingray, here's the deal. When you get involved with Texas, it's like getting married to a stripper. And let me explain this. It looks good, kind of sexy on the surface. Yeah, but then you get the baggage, you get the drama, you get all that eventually comes with it. And that's what you get with Texas, and that's what the Big 12 learned.
And Heath, any thoughts on our show moving forward?
Hey, to everyone in Tuscaloosa listening here on Tide 100.9, with the Stingray Show, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the best show going today, baby. Woo!
And with that, I want to welcome you inside the Fried Bologna Friday here on the Stingray Show, as Heath Hopkins always says, and the Fun Friday edition of the Stingray Show. And Heath, we're going to start a little something new this week with sports betting. Now, me personally, I am not a gambling or sports betting person, have nothing against it. I just don't know that much about it. However, sports betting, and especially with college football, is a huge thing. And I thought the Stingray Show could take advantage of that with talking about some of the games this weekend and parlaying and betting.
Steven, surely there is nobody betting on games here in the Bible Belt of SEC country.
Oh.
I just don't believe it. Not once has that ever happened.
Why do you think there's Philadelphia, Mississippi, and Wind Creek Casino, man?
Not because of, that's from all those carpetbaggers coming down here betting on the games. It has to be. Has to be.
All right. So there are some games this evening and then a full slate of games tomorrow. So joining us from Las Vegas, Nevada is about to be Tim Murray, who is the host of VSiN Prime Time, which is a part of VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, which is a 24/7 broadcast network for syndicated exclusively to sports betting. Tim, how are things with you out there in Vegas? And tell us a little bit about your company, please.
Things are good. You know, it's not 115, so we're surviving here in the heat out in the desert. But yeah, VSiN 24/7 Sports Gambling Network. You can check us out on Sirius XM channel 158. We've got affiliates across the country. And then my program, as you mentioned, we do VSiN primetime at night from 7 to 11 Eastern. So what's that, 6 to 10 for the folks listening in Central Time. And then I have my own version of Game Day. If you're looking for more of the gambling side of things, the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show every Saturday morning from 8 to 11 Central. And then we do 3 episodes a week talking college football on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. So as you can hear from that, I'm very much into college football. So excited to chop it up after a very eventful SEC week one.
Tim, last weekend, it's always a crazy weekend for opening weekend of college football. But with that, where was the action and who laughed all the way to the bank on that Florida State Alabama game?
Well, the sports books were very happy about that. We had a sports book director. I have one on every Saturday morning and I play a little guessing game with him. His name's Chuck Esposito. He's the race and sports book director at a casino here in Vegas. And I said, it's going to be Alabama as the most lopsided ticket count. So for those kind of new to gambling, when you know people are betting, every sports book is going to keep tabs on where those bets are coming in, I should say. And the number one most lopsided ticket count, the public is all on one particular side. Now, at one book, for example, was Alabama. They thought Alabama would cruise. And obviously, as you and your listeners know, that did not happen. So that was a very good result for the sports books. And also, guys, sticking in the SEC, the public loved Texas last week. So there were two very good results last week for sports books. And I know we all are cheering for the sports books, right? You know, we want that pesky underdog, the sports book, to win. But they were victorious in two of the biggest games as Alabama loses to Florida State and Texas loses to Ohio State. I think from my understanding, LSU and Clemson, very well bet game. I don't think there was a big decision on that particular game, meaning that bettors were on both sides. You know, some were betting LSU, some were betting Clemson. So from my understanding and from what I gathered, it wasn't a massive victory for the book one way or the other. But if I had to guess, I would say that result was better for the book, LSU winning, because they were about a 4.5-point underdog to Clemson last Saturday night.
I do have a question about betting for you that I've never quite understood, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that don't do it and don't understand it. How do you get so-and-so is favored by 5.5, 5.5, 6.5? Why don't you just do favored by 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever? Why do y'all have to do a point of a percent?
It's a great question. And there are times that it lands on 7. Look, this is all based off of power ratings. Okay. Sports books put out their line. And then, you know, what they deem sharp bettors will manipulate those lines. So if they think there's an edge to be had, they'll put in a bet. The market will move one particular way. But to answer your question, why do they put what's called the hook, that 0.5? Well, guess what? You can't have a game land on 0.5, right? So sometimes the game lands 7, the point spread was 6.5, and you don't have to, you know, give that back. Now, there will be times, you know, for example, a game that just came to mind, ACC game this week, Illinois and Duke, that right now is at 3. So if it does land 3, it's called a push. Everyone gets their money back. But, yeah, we do land on those hooks more often than not, just so there isn't a draw. There isn't, as I said, a push out there. But no, it's a fair question. And you know, why do they put, you know, the hook out there? Because at the end of the day, you know, sports books aren't in the business of giving back their money, right? So if I'm putting my money over the counter and it's a, you know, 7.5 or 6.5-point spread, we know we're going to have a win or a loss. There's no chance of a push out there. But there are people who, you know, for example, I'm sure we'll get into it, Mississippi State and Arizona State, mm-hmm, sitting at 6.5. I haven't bet the game yet because I want Mississippi State to get up to 7. So I, as the bettor, have a little bit of insurance. If that game does land 7 in Arizona State's favor, I get my money back at a push. So there is a waiting game depending on when you want to bet these things. But yeah, that is it's a fair question to ask when you see those 6.5, 5.5-point spreads and right, why it's just as simply 7 or 8 or whatever it may be.
So, Tim, we're up against our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to dive exclusively into the matchups tonight and then get into the full slate tomorrow and get your take on who people should bet and who people should stay away from. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. Be back in a flash. Residents of Tuscaloosa, are you guys upsizing, downsizing, looking for college housing, or even relocating for your job right here to Tuscaloosa? If that's the case, then you need to contact Celeste Hagler, owner and operator of First Class Real Estate South Home Group, right here in Tuscaloosa. She can help you with the buying, selling, and investment needs throughout the state of Alabama. You can contact Celeste at 205-861-5698. Reach out to Celeste again at 205-861-5698 and schedule a consultation to discuss your real estate goals and to live where you love in the state of Alabama. It's dinner time, West Alabama, and if you are craving fried catfish with tartar sauce on a grilled bun, or maybe even a fried chicken tender with Swiss cheese, grilled onions, and an avocado spread on French bread, that sandwich is called the Jose, then you need to check out the Coker Market, which is located at the four-way intersection just off County Road 140 in Coker, Alabama. Their hours of operation is Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Go and check out the Coker Market off of County Road 140 there in Coker, Alabama, for community goods and wonderful barbecue. For over 100 years, the Bank of Moundville has been a name clients can trust. The Bank of Moundville is more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your friends, and your community partners. Their unique approach to financial education has always centered around families. They believe that financially strong homes today lay the foundation for a brighter future for tomorrow's generation. You can call them today at 205-371-2227. Once again, that is 371-2227 to schedule an appointment to build your financial security. The Bank of Moundville is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Watch for an accident south on Highway 69 at Bear Creek Road. Also, west on McFarland from Jack Warner Parkway to Coker, it's a 13-minute drive. An accident has been cleared north on 15th Street at McFarland. We have long-term construction on Old Birmingham Highway between 55th Avenue and Kennedy Mill Road. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Bakke.
The best place for your high school football coverage is right here on Tide 100.9 and online on Tide100.9.com.
$100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
Welcome back, SEC fans. You're listening to the Stingray Show. I'm Heath Hopkins. Along with me, of course, is Stingray. And tonight we have a very special guest out in the desert, Tim Murray. Tim, how is Las Vegas this evening?
Las Vegas is great. You know, we're ready for football season. You know, the summer's hot and yeah, boring at times. So we're ready for football season to ramp up. It's going to be incredible. Week two of the NFL, or week one of the NFL, and week two of college football.
Briefly, I do want to ask you, with you living there in Vegas, talk about the hype with Dan Mullen coming back to coaching there at UNLV.
Yeah, and they got a big one on Saturday, taking on UCLA here in town, and you know, a Power 5 team or Power 4 team coming to play at Allegiant Stadium is a great opportunity. I think there's a lot of excitement. You know, look, Barry Odom did a phenomenal job coming out here and really turning this program around, you know, in just two quick years, getting to the Mountain West Championship game both years. And, you know, obviously, I think there are some folks a little upset that he left for Purdue, but to get a guy like Dan Mullen, as you guys know, with the success that he had at Mississippi State, going to Florida, I'm fascinated to see how this year goes, plays on. Idaho State was a very clunky performance to start the year, but then in week one, I thought we saw a little bit more from what we expected from them. So big test this weekend because UCLA certainly very unimpressive in their week one loss to Utah.
Yeah. Tim, going back to last weekend before we dive into this week, I'm guessing out of the 16 SEC schools, the one game that the sports books didn't like was the Auburn-Baylor game. I'm just guessing on that one.
So I think there was some pretty good two-way action, and right before the game started, there was actually a little bit of Baylor money that came into the market. So, you know, that was a game that I ultimately stayed away from a betting standpoint, because I had a lot of people that I respect on both sides of that. And, you know, to look big picture of Auburn, boy, that was an impressive performance, because that's a Baylor team, and we'll find out more about Baylor this week when they play SMU. I think I actually like Baylor a little bit in that spot against SMU. But the fact that you saw the legs of Jackson Arnold, and, you know, Baylor kind of, it was like, you know, pick your own poison, right, of what to do, and to take away Cam Coleman and Singleton and hold them to four combined catches for, I think, what, like 30 yards. But Jackson Arnold was an absolute monster in that game. So I think the sports books, if I had to guess, I don't know for sure, they were okay with it. Like I said, you know, previously regarding the LSU and Clemson game, I think it was a okay result. I don't think it was anything crazy. I actually do think there was some backing for the Baylor Bears being a slight home dog there last Friday night.
So, Tim, as we get into week number two, we've got two games tonight that you can bet on, and then a full slate tomorrow. The first one tonight is James Madison versus Louisville, and the other one is Northern Illinois out of the MAC taking on Maryland. Give us your breakdown of both of those and which one you should take and which one you should stay away from.
Now, I'll say this. The beauty of college football is there are a plethora of games, and you don't have to bet them all. So, you know, keep that in mind there. James Madison, Louisville, I think an under the radar game. When you think about James Madison, a team that just a couple years ago when Kirk Cignetti was their coach was, you know, emerged on the scene as a very strong FBS team. And we had that ridiculous rule still do where you couldn't go to a bowl game right away. I'm going to stay away from this game. You know, we've seen a little bit of movement back and forth here with this one. Louisville about a 2-touchdown favorite in this one. I do like Jeff Brohm's squad here a little bit this year. I think the ACC is going to be, especially after what we saw from Clemson and Florida State and Miami, I think the ACC is going to be more competitive than maybe we anticipated this year. And I'm a fan of Miller Moss. I think him coming in to be their quarterback there, this could be a really impressive team. So I'll stay away from it. I'm not a big laying the points type of guy. I like to bet more underdogs than not. But, that would be, if I had to pick it, if you're in a pick'em pool, I guess I would take the points with James Madison. But, right. As we saw a little bit with like Mississippi State and Southern Miss last week, guys, Southern Miss was a very popular underdog and Mississippi State dominated that game. Even though they won by 17, post-game win expectancy was 100%. So that was a dominant performance in my eyes for Mississippi State. So I think there is starting to be a little bit of that divide between the P4 and the G5, in my opinion. And then the other game real quickly, Northern Illinois and Maryland. I'll just say this. I'm from Maryland, and I got a chance to talk to Mike Locksley when they were out here for Big Ten Media Day, the head coach of the Terps. And I give him credit. He took a lot of accountability for last year's disastrous season. Yeah. And he said, you know, he lost the locker room. It's one performance. I'm not going to take too much from it. But I was impressed from what I saw from the Terps in week one, a 39-7 win over Florida Atlantic, a Florida Atlantic team that, you know, with Zach Kittley headed down to Boca. There's a lot of intrigue regarding that team. If they're going to capture what he did at Western Kentucky that one year with Bailey Zappe when he was their OC, or, you know, the unique offenses we've seen at Texas Tech. So the player to watch on Friday night for Maryland is Malik Washington, a high four-star recruit, a local kid, stayed at home, and was impressive in week number one. So Terps, massive favorite against Northern Illinois, a team, as we all recall, week two last year beat Notre Dame, but they lost a lot of talent from a year ago. Right. They did bring in a unique play caller, a former Division II head coach, but I think it's going to take some time there. So I think the Terps roll in this one, but once again, not something I'm crazy to lay 16 and a half, 17 in this spot with Maryland.
You know, Tim, with the SEC, is there any one fan base that you guys see a lot of action on?
I would say LSU.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got a good friend down there. Shout out to my guy Jimmy Ott for ESPN Baton Rouge. He loves talking gambling lines. I go on his show a lot. He comes on my show a lot. Obviously, it's legal in the state of Louisiana. It's a sports gamble. So if I had to guess, knowing that fan base, LSU probably would be the top of the leaderboard from a betting standpoint. But, you know, as you mentioned already, Heath, let's not pretend like, you know, these other schools aren't firing away. But I would say the Bayou Bengal faithful probably number one on the betting charts, if I had to guess.
Now, you mentioned Mississippi State and Southern Miss game last weekend. You know, I know on ESPN, I believe it was Reese Davis. That was his super dog pick of the day, was taking Southern Miss. When you see College Game Day pick a super dog, do you guys start seeing a lot of action on that shortly after?
Well, once again, just to kind of clarify, I'm not an odds maker, so I'm not taking the bets. I would say this. I don't think so. I don't know if Reese Davis and there's no knock on them picking a, you know, right, upset special is going to sway one way or the other. Not to say that people won't pick it because of that, but yeah, I will say, just going back to that game, you know, week one is so intriguing, right? Because the sports line, the betting lines are up for like 2+ months. And, yeah, you know, we talk ourselves into liking one side, not liking another. And I think the general consensus, I'm not saying overarching, you know, person by person, but was, hey, this is believed to be the worst team in the conference, whether it's right or wrong. And I think we'll find out more on Saturday night. Versus a team that, you know, brings in a lot from the Sun Belt champion and Marshall. So there was just this belief that, okay, they're at home, they're going to be feisty. And as we know, it didn't end up that way. So, you know, you got to be a little bit careful. Now, Toledo did get in the back door, got a late cover against Kentucky. That was another very popular kind of underdog play, Toledo going to Big Blue Nation last week. But yeah, I don't know if a particular sports personality sways an underdog pick. Not to say that there isn't people who do make it that way, but I would say as a bettor, you should probably have your mind set before College Game Day hits the airwaves on Saturday morning.
So, Tim, hold up. We got to go to another break. And when we come back, we are going to dive into who you should bet and who you should stay away from on the Saturday slate of games. That's on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. We will be right back to continue our interview about sports betting and college football.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide welcome the ULM Warhawks to Tuscaloosa. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on your home for Alabama football, the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people call me and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577, or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Looking for the...
You're listening to the home of Alabama Crimson Tide. 100.9.
Hey, Tide fans. Looking for something wild right here in Tuscaloosa? Bring the kids, bring your friends, and come to Bama Reptiles and Ranch in Northport. Just minutes from campus, they've got Asian water lizards, tortoises, colorful snakes, and for the horse lovers out there, ranch supplies. They are the cleanest and healthiest reptile store in the state. And their feeders? Best you'll find anywhere. If you mention this Stingray Sports ad, you will get 10% off of your feeders. Remember, Bama Reptiles and Ranch, where exotic meets extraordinary. And with that, we want to welcome you back inside the Stingray Show. Hope all is well with you guys this evening. And let's continue our interview about sports betting and gambling and look ahead to what games you should bet and not bet on Saturday. Tim, let's talk about the full slate of games tomorrow. What are a couple of matchups that pique your interest that could be really good to bet on?
Look, I'll start with the SEC. I do really am fascinated by this Mississippi State-Arizona State game. Obviously, you got a little bit of a revenge angle from last year, going out to Tempe, losing that game, being down 24 at the break. There's no Cam Scataboo. He's not walking through that door. And, you know, it's a different kind of feel, in my opinion, for Arizona State. And as a bettor, you sometimes got to find the times to jump on a team and when to jump off a team. And I'm more of a contrarian at heart. So when you think about Arizona State a year ago, no one was expecting them to do anything. They were picked to finish dead last in the Big 12. They go out, they win the conference. Sam Leavitt is the real deal. Jordan Tyson is a very, very talented wide receiver. But I think this is a very good spot for Mississippi State. You think back to last year, guys, they were a 6.5-point underdog at Arizona State. Now you're a 6.5-point underdog at home. And I did have to laugh. I don't know if you guys have talked about it. Did you see the videos of, you know, the student assistants doing their little cowbells? I'm like, oh, that's cute. You guys don't have any idea what is going on when you walk into Stark Vegas on Saturday night. So I'm fired up for that game. I like Mississippi State. I do want the 7, but I think ultimately I'll be on that. I'll be out. There you go. I mean, you look like you're preparing Arizona State for that cowbell right now.
I'm like, come on, man. This right here, that's not a real cowbell when it comes to Mississippi State. Come on.
So that's definitely one game I have my eyes on. Yeah. And then I'll give you another one real quickly. I'd mentioned it prior. It's just top of mind. Look, there's an old saying that odds makers make ratings, not rankings, right? Yeah. So if you look at the top 25 and you see that Illinois is ranked 11th, well, that has nothing to do with the perception of that team in the eyes of pro bettors. By the way, I am not a pro bettor. I'm a sports talk show host that bets, and then odds makers. And I think this game for Illinois, people are just blindly anticipating a top 12 team to go to Duke and roll. And I think that's the furthest thing from the truth. You bring in Mensa from Tulane. I mean, Duke spent some money, guys, in the portal this offseason. So you got a really good quarterback matchup, but Luke Altmyer versus Mensa. The history of Duke winning big games against top 12 teams is not necessarily on their side. They did have that win back in 23 against Clemson when they were a top 10 team, but I think Duke beats Illinois on Saturday. So I like the Blue Devils in this spot.
Tim Murray is our guest here on the Stingray Show. Tim, you mentioned that Mississippi State Arizona State game that's going to be played this weekend. And one thing that I saw the video that you were talking about of the GAs and everything out there ringing cowbells in the center's ear and up and down the sideline. They were piping in the noise as well. But did you happen to catch Sam Levitt's quotes after practice?
Ooh, no. Give me some juice. He said,
oh, it reminded me a lot of high school football. It reminded me of high school ball. And I was like, you're an idiot. Why would you get ready to say that at an opposing SEC stadium? I like the confidence, but you are an idiot. So I kind of laughed at that. A couple of people have posted it. I saw it on Instagram this morning, but I remember just laughing. I was like, "That's not you don't need to put bulletin board material at a visiting SEC road team that you never visited before. That's not smart."
No, I know. And look, you know, it's college football. You know, I know it's not SEC, but yeah. Gundy going against Dan Lanning and in a word of wars. I got to give a shout out to Brian Kelly. I thought he actually won the battle versus Dabo this week. Brian Kelly, as we know, tends to not win those battles and put his foot in his mouth more often than not. But I thought he did a very nice job this week pushing back on Dabo's 65, 58 grades or whatever he threw out there. So look, that's why we love this sport. And, you know, seeing stuff like this, you know, people spouting off from the mouth. And I think, you know, people and in your neck of the woods, it's college football all the time, which is what I love. Yes. But people are going to say, hey, you know, it's not that great of a week. OK, yeah, it's not as sexy as last week. I think there's really good games this week, man. I do. And yes, there are some FCS, FBS games, obviously, but I think Duke, Illinois, SMU, Baylor, Mississippi State, Arizona State, obviously Oklahoma taking on Michigan. This is a good card. It's not a great card, but I think we're going to have ourselves a fun Saturday for sure.
Tim, as we walk out the door, because I know you've got to go get on another show, give us a lock of the week as we walk out the door, please.
All right. I will say this, Stingray. You and I, this is the first time I've ever done your show. I do a radio show in Milwaukee, and the host always knows how to push my buttons because he knows I hate the word lock. I despise that word. I do not like the word lock. There's no such thing as a lock in sports betting. If there were, we would all be living on islands somewhere. So I'll give you games that I have bet, okay? Duke plus +3 against Illinois. Mississippi State, I do like your dogs catching the points against Arizona State. And then if you're looking for late night action, the market has moved a little bit on this game, but I do like San Diego State. I was impressed by what I saw. It's a veteran defense. They are on the road, which is always tricky, but I think the Aztecs go into the Palouse late night and get the win over Washington State. I have bet those games. There's no such thing as a lock, but I'll still come back anytime. It would be just a little bit of a teaching moment there.
Well, Tim, the next time we have you back, we're going to ask you, we don't call them Texas A&M, we'll call them Texas 8-4. We can never get a pulse on A&M, and we want to get your take on it.
Yeah.
And hopefully,
well, I'm a big Notre Dame guy. You guys can't see it, but over my shoulder, that's actually a panoramic of Notre Dame Stadium. So it's a massive one for the Irish in week 3 when they take on Texas A&M. So yes, would love to be back, and we'll break down Giggum versus the Irish in a big spot next weekend.
Let's do it.
Tim, I will never say lock.
Never say lock.
No, I will never say it again in your presence, okay? Thank you, man. Have a wonderful weekend out there in Vegas. Go Rebels. Hopefully you guys can beat UCLA. Catch up with you next week.
Appreciate it.
Take care, Tim.
All right. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that new little bit right there of betting. And we're going to bring that to you every single week because this is a huge thing in college football. And I thought we should take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's always kind of fun. I'm not going to put a nickel of my money on a game. I learned my lesson in fifth grade betting on games. John Elway, the Denver Broncos, screwed me. And I got burnt enough on that one. So, no, with all of that, the Broncos and the Redskins, that game, I think that happened in Pasadena, of all places. But yeah, I'm not betting on these games. Be smart out there.
Yeah.
I always enjoy hearing what the spreads are and things like that. But at the same time, I'm not putting my hard-earned money up for it.
It's time to throw it to our last break of the evening. And when we come back, we've got another new thing for you guys, as we are going to be doing a new segment called Three is a Crowd. Who are we adding to the Stingray Show? You'll just have to find out on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. We will be right back to finish this up.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Monday edition of The Game, we'll do the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is sponsored by DanielMoreArt.com. We'll talk to Martin Houston. We'll talk to Drew DeArmond. And we'll take your phone calls starting at 2 p.m. on the Monday edition of The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Has it always been your dream to build the pond of your dreams, but you don't know if property you own or thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond on? You need to contact Honey Hole Fisheries right here in Tuscaloosa County, because Jeff Bagwell will help you decide if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond. You can contact Honey Hole Fisheries at 205-799-0192. Once again, that is 799-0192. And hey, Jeff Bagwell can also order top quality automatic fish and hunting feeders for all of your outdoor recreation. Contact Jeff Bagwell today, once again at 205-799-0192, to help you build the pond or lake of your dreams. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577. Or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Watch for an accident westbound on the 2059 heading toward Foster. It's got word of an accident there. And from McFarland to Foster's, it's a 32-minute delay. Also, some road work on Skyland Boulevard between I-359 and Buttermilk Road. And also McWright's Ferry Road is being extended down to Rice Mine Road. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Bakke.
Get ready. Never miss a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
Welcome back inside the Stingray Show, and we actually have a brand new segment for you guys right here on the Stingray Show, and this one is going to be quite fun because we are adding a third member to the Stingray Show, so we are going to be calling this one Three is a Crowd.
The Stingray Show just tagged in Clemson Tom, baby. Between me and Stingray, we're going to take over these SEC and ACC airways. You're listening to the best tag team duo in college football, Stingray and Clemson Tom. Sit down, get ready, and prepare to have the greatest sports talk show this side of the Mississippi.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Clemson Tom. CT, how's it going, my friend?
that intro was a hell of a lot better than what our team played last Saturday. So I'll just take that as a win.
They didn't play that bad.
It was a good game. I mean, it wasn't like you were playing Toledo. I mean, you were playing. No, LSU.
We're playing LSU. I'll give you that. It's a good team. They have a tight end that is the only guy I know that can be eye level to Shaq. The kid is legit, like 6'8", going against a 5'10" DB, 6'2" linebacker, and you know, yeah. It's whatever. We lost. LSU fans, honestly, were great. Didn't run into a single one that was a little mouthy.
Right.
I'm sure some Alabama fans listen to this.
Mouthy? I've never heard of that.
Well, I was warned about it. I'm like, hey, you got to be careful. LSU fans can be a little rowdy. But we didn't run into any of them. It's probably because we're not, you know, true rivals. But no, they're cool. Enjoyed them. The game was good. Our scoreboard caught on fire as the team was running down the hill. True story. Stingray, you have the video.
Yes.
So the fireworks dispersed at the top of our. Like, they're down the hill. We have like a big, you know, scoreboard. So as they're going off, I'm looking and I'm like, that left side ain't firing off like it should. And sure enough, all the smoke cleared up. The Clemson Fire Department had to come put it out. So that was a sign they weren't working out for us today. Man. But it wasn't too bad. Cade reminds me of me in high school when I realized I had ADHD. Just all over the place, can focus when he needs to, will get the job done, but he's not on the honor roll. That's how it felt.
CT, it was literally a dumpster fire, especially there with the scoreboard catching on fire.
It was, and we had 30 rushing yards or something like that. See, I could have had more rushing yards, man. It wasn't ideal, but, you know, it is what it is. We got Troy coming in this weekend, so it'd be a better outcome. They call Troy the giant killers, so I don't know. I don't consider us giants right now. I saw the rankings. I think we're still ranked too high.
Where do you think you should be, Tom?
Top 20. I don't know.
Really?
Somewhere like, I don't know. I saw South Carolina's. We're ahead of South Carolina. I didn't like that. We're ahead of Miami. I didn't like that. Because Miami actually moved the ball down the field.
Yeah.
We couldn't do that. So, we should, where are we right now, like 8, something like that, depending on which poll you look at. I don't consider us a top 10 team right now.
Yeah.
Top 10 teams can run the football. Top 10 teams can move the ball down the field. Defense look good, you know, but the defense can only do so much until the offense can, you know, your opposing team is going to do what they do. So, yeah, we don't look like a playoff team. We look like we're going to go to the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Looks like we're going to the Pop-Tart Bowl. Right now, things could change. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Memphis barbecue. We came in a little overhyped. And at the end of the day, we're singing the blues because it's Carolina style. And Carolina won their game.
We didn't. Fun, Tom. Anybody in the South knows, anybody in the world knows, Memphis barbecue whips everybody. It's not a contest. Never has maybe, been. Maybe, never will maybe be.
It kicks the digestive systems, but
it that's will do about that. It
because it's trash.
If you're weak, but yeah.
It's honestly, it's Carolina and Texas. Other than that,
yeah, Carolina, Texas fight for second place. Yeah.
Yeah. Not behind Memphis, though. Sorry, buddy. I still got to come to the Memphis barbecue and Blues Fest. So you got to show me around Memphis. I wear those blue linen shoes, whatever that song goes. I don't know. It's been a long week.
That song anyway.
It's blue suede shoes. It's been a long week, Heath. I'm not gonna lie to you.
But Tom, let's talk real quick. What some positives did you take away from Clemson? There has to be one or two positives other than the defense.
The positives. Let's think about the positives. Scoreboard doesn't work. We caught on fire. The bus drove around the stadium perfectly. We ran down the hill. Running back is terrible.
Aid, like I said, looks like he's high on pixie sticks from a third grader on the playground. He's all over the daggone place. Wide receivers are dropping passes like they're on fire. Dabo is still a rah-rah guy. That's positive. The girls are still pretty in Clemson. That's a positive.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, you got downtown was packed. It was not a lot. For me, not a lot of positives coming out of Clemson right now. They got to show me something. They got to show me. It reminded me of going to Paula Deen's restaurant in Savannah. Really overhyped, and I don't like mint in my sweet tea.
CT.
You know, it closed down last week or 2 weeks ago.
There you go. So did our scoreboard. Caught on fire. True story. Caught on fire, man. It can't even make this up.
So, CT, before we let you go, any final words for the Alabama faithful here about Kalen DeBoer and moving forward?
Yeah. So first off, you're spoiled. Welcome to reality. You had a guy who instilled discipline in every single thing. Everything they did in that program, he instilled. You have a guy right now that's a little bit relaxed. You got visitors in the players' rooms. From what I keep hearing, random late at night. They're doing new reach orders late at night. Things are a little shaky. I'll agree with you. He's not the guy. However, you're spoiled. All right? Just deal with it. You sold your soul to the devil. This is just what you reap. It's highs and lows. It's what's called karma. Dabo will be available in probably 2 years.
Tom, Kalen DeBoer has won at every level and won at a super high level. What's going on in Tuscaloosa? I know you're an outsider like I am.
Yeah.
But what do you see?
I'm seeing no one's playing with heart. No one's playing with discipline. No one's playing with a passion. The Alabama team's showing up, and they're like, hey, we're Bama. You're going to lose. And everyone else is like, no, we coming at you. You are Bama. If we beat you, we're going out saying we beat Alabama. Alabama's showing up thinking it's pretty much in the bag. I mean, I saw a safety last week play like I play when I'm playing my son and his friends out in the backyard. I'm just halfway jogging, ain't gonna hit nobody. Somebody starts a trip, I might grab him and put him down real gently. They're not playing with no heart. They had zero heart last week. We could have beat them. I mean, Bama used to get some guys that were 19 years old that looked like they came off of death row that were 37 years old that could bench press a Buick. Now they got guys that, you know, walk into the stadium and they're carrying stuffed animals because they might get stressed out. Like, I mean, where's the mean-ass dudes Bama used to? Seriously, Bama used to get some cat straight out of high school and you're like, he's not 18, 19 years old. That cat's 28 years old and he's killed 4 people. Like, they used to get some big, like, dudes, man.
Yeah.
And by sophomore year, they're already going to the NFL. I mean, they got guys right now. I mean, if I opened up a, you know, cotton candy stand, I'd be scared we still get robbed, even though he's 6'7", 325 pounds. He's a little soft. He doesn't want to get stressed out, you know? I got my, you know, what were they called? You bring the animals, like a stress, when you're too stressed, you're supposed to hug them, make you feel better. What's it called?
A squishmallow? I have no idea.
My 12-year-old started a squishmallow. So there you go, Bama. You got guys having squishmallows to make you feel better. Meanwhile, back when we used to watch y'all play, y'all used to walk up just eating just raw meat, just out of the package, just going to the daggum store and just grabbing steaks and eating T-bone steaks raw. Where them dudes at? Because y'all don't got them no more. You're going elsewhere because y'all, the NIL, everything else. Dreamland barbecue. Now it's a nightmare barbecue.
CT,
they're just soft, man. They ain't got no passion.
Well, Tom, I'm going to agree with you on that because the one thing I've said on the show all week is the secondary. They're taking bad angles. They look like they want to make contact. They're not
playing like Deion Sanders
at all. That's not a Nick Saban corner.
No, getting manicures and pedicures. Don't want to hurt nobody. You know, where's the footwork at? Now they're drinking White Claws. They used to drink Colt 45s. No, they're just drinking spritzers. Pinkies out, y'all. I bet you. Bet you they drink with pinkies out with those spritzers.
And I'm sure there's a Bama fan somewhere blaming this on NIL.
Blame it on something.
They didn't have this money. They were drinking Colt 45 winning games. Now they get all this money. They're drinking
them White cats, Claws. Them cats were showing up in... Everybody had a Dodge Challenger or Charger back in the day. They were showing up, bumping whatever they're listening to, getting out the car, whooping their ass, taking your girlfriend, getting back in. You know, now they're showing up and I don't know, something electric, playing Taylor Swift. Just let's be friends, everybody. This is, I hope no one gets hurt, type guys. It's called karma.
CT, soft. Enjoy your time in Clemson. We will catch you on Three's a Crowd next week.
All right. Hopefully our scoreboard doesn't catch on fire again.
So, guys, that is going to wrap up the Stingray Show. Really do want to thank Clemson Tom for joining us right there, as that was a blast and a great way to end the Stingray Show. We will catch you on the Monday evening edition of the Stingray Show when we will do a full recap of week number 2. Enjoy all of your college football, and we will catch you then.
Clemson Tom's a blast. I love him.
And we'll catch him again next week.